Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. It looks like the Ron Howard documentary, 8 Days a Week, about the Beatles' touring years, will be out on DVD and Blu-ray in time for the holidays. A card inside the new Beatles Live at the Hollywood Bowl CD announced the November release of it. Paul McCartney performed in an all-star show at Jimmy Buffett's house in the Hamptons. The private fundraiser for Hillary Clinton featured Macca, Jimmy Buffett, and Bon Jovi. Tickets to the event started at $10,000 each. Paul remarked that this was the first time he's paid to hear himself sing. George Harrison's Sgt. Pepper suit will be on display next to John Lennon's Pepper suit at a new exhibit in England at the Victoria and Albert Museum. Ringo Starr's copy of the White Album, numbered 00001, which sold recently at Julian's Auction House for $790,000, will now be entered into the Guinness Book of World Records as the most expensive vinyl record ever to be sold at auction. And finally, the recording console from Abbey Road Studios, used by the Beatles' initial recordings as well as Let It Be, is now up for sale. The console has been in the care of Lenny Kravitz since the 90s. Check out rare Beatle-signed artwork as well as famous Beatle photographs and animation at the newly redesigned rockartshow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.